Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese.
And I'm Lisa V.
That's right. We're here to connect you in show business, get you connected, get you to the best Tampa Bay Film Society, women in film, and so much more, and maybe be discovered.
Yes, discovered like me.
That's right. So before we start out, let's recap from last week. Lisa, how was the Latin Film Festival?
It was wonderful. And the great thing is the filmmaker and the star will gladly call in from Cuba. It's really hard to watch a film that I lived in Miami with all that going on, the Cuban people being torn, that some supported, you know, Castro and some didn't. And knowing that these people, the filmmaker, they literally are going back to no work because nobody will, they were fired from the film society in Cuba because of this film, and many countries that had offered to show it didn't now. And it's just, it's a great film that literally tells the truth. And we take so many things for granted, and they talked about, you know, fresh vegetables. There's tons of property that's just sitting there because they don't want people to have, you know, the food and whatever. And she legitimately, you know, cries in this movie of like, you don't understand, we were mentally being killed, like mentally being, you know, killed. And everybody else in other countries, it was physical. We were mental, which took longer for us to literally, like, our souls to die. I mean, it was just, it's just, they were amazing.
Well, you know, I'm with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa as a travel agent. And I just found out, too, I didn't know that you can't, no more cruise ships
they
going to Cuba.
Yep.
I know, and it's unbelievable. And I know some people had the opportunity to really sightsee.
My friend did and said it was amazing and a beautiful country.
Exactly. So anyways, wow. And I was at the Jazz Festival, and
yes,
I saw
were.
With Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And
Alison Krauss.
Oh my gosh, I love her song. I do love her song. We have to find that song and play it.
Yes.
In the meantime, I did get a couple of interviews, and I just want to play the two clips. And I just don't know how they know, Lisa.
I don't know.
It's so funny because I said to them, and here's what I did. Hold on.
Here it goes. 106.1, The Heat.
Yes. The Jazz Festival.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm popping over here, and what is your number one talk show in the Tampa Bay, Clearwater area?
Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
That's me. Enjoy. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And the next one. I'm popping over here grabbing people and asking them what their number one entertainment talk show is in the Tampa Bay Clearwater area. And what is your favorite talk show?
Hollywood Connections.
Hey, that's me, Dawn Reese. Lisa V. Thank you. Enjoy the show. How do they know? I have no idea. Bye-bye.
I had a fan.
Yeah, so I was doing a lot of that, and people kept saying Hollywood Connections. I was really excited.
Yeah, no, and what's funny is I was at a local gas station, and this gentleman says, Lisa A. Vasquez, and I said, are you police? Or he said, no, man. I said, that would be me. You're joking around like you have a warrant for my arrest. And next thing you know, he says, my wife and I, we follow you on Facebook, and we love watching your show. I'm like, oh my God, I have a fan. Like, that was so cool. I'm at a gas station. This guy's like, you know, he recognized me. And that was so cool.
People say, well, you're on radio. Nobody can see you. And some people come here and they don't have any makeup on or anything. They're like, oh, I'm on radio. I'm like, no, you're not. You're live
on YouTube
and Facebook. They're like, are you kidding me?
Trust me. I had to run in. I did a 5-minute. This was No Makeup Friday earlier. I did pretty good, didn't I? Look
fabulous.
At that.
Gorgeous.
5 minutes. I ran in there, changed, and, you know, here we are.
I dream a genie.
Yes. There we go.
So who do we have on the phone lines, Vaughn? Our producer?
This is Troy. Hello? This is Troy Laughlin.
Yes. Hi. Thank you for calling in. And we met.
We did?
Yes. Did we? Wait, no.
We did. I met you at the Jazz Festival, and I did a... We tried to do an interview while I was there, but you said the communication didn't go through or something with the noise background.
Yes.
You had me call in.
You got to make sure you're batteried up. You have extra batteries. Yes, number one, if you're doing an iRig. So we are here live on the air.
Yes.
And tell us what you do.
Well, I own my own business, 920 Services LLC out of St. Pete. I do custom kitchen cabinetry and handyman work. But I happen to be great friends with Susan Decker Ross, one of the main sponsors for the Jazz Festival. So I've helped her set up the Jazz Festival bistro area, VIP area, which you were in. That's where I met you. I've been lucky enough and blessed enough to do it for the past, I think this year was my 5th or 6th year.
It was a gorgeous setup in the bistro, and for interviews there, it was amazing and fabulous. Where can people call you for your business and get in touch with you on social media?
Yeah, they can they can email me at 920servicesllc@gmail.com, or my phone number is 727-492-3398.
That sounds great. And your beautiful friend that you had over that we met from Atlanta, we just had a great time hanging out while you were watching me doing some interviews. And we want to thank you so much and just giving you that promotion to let people know who you are. So this is who you are moment.
I appreciate the opportunity and I enjoyed listening to the show while I was on hold. It was great.
Thank you. Well, what's your number one talk show in the Tampa Bay area?
I don't remember that. It's your show, obviously.
Hollywood Connections.
Hollywood Connections. And you know, it was great meeting you and your husband. I believe it was with you, and it was fun to do that. It was enjoyable. I know we worked the camera while you were doing interviews, so it was pretty fun as well. So. She really enjoyed it. Jennifer, she really enjoyed being there with Evan. That was her first time there.
Well, when she gets back in town, we'll take you guys on the sailboat.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She's gonna come back after the first year. I'm going up there on the 9th and then December 17th. So, she told me to tell you hello, by the way.
Hi, Jennifer. Beautiful lady. I got an agent for her. She's like tall, and she's perfect for modeling and acting. So we have some hookups for her as well, for sure.
Yes, and she has a great personality, too. So, I appreciate the opportunity to get on air with you guys, and I'll start following and listening to you for sure.
Oh, we love it. We love it. And we like to promote businesses. Hey, Nick, maybe you want to come on the Business View show and promote your business. I'll get in touch with you on that, and you can talk about your business and get testimonies. So that's coming up.
Absolutely. I would love to do that.
That would be good. So it's not even like 4 minutes, but you'd have like the whole hour.
Well, I could, you know, and then I could put some together and show some before and afters and stuff like that as well.
For sure. We can do that. I will get in touch with you after the show. Sounds good.
Perfect.
All right. That's the other shows that we have. And then we want to thank you for calling in. And you never knew who you're going to meet at the Jazz Festival.
No.
Or anywhere.
Absolutely. It's a great event. And like I said, it's good for, you know, all the people it helps out. And just that the music's always fantastic. And if you've never been to the Jazz Festival, you've got to go next year. It's a great 4-day event.
Oh, it was fabulous. And also, too, is you've got to get a digital business card. You already saw mine because everybody was out. So what did I do when I was done? I said, okay, I'm going to give you my business card. It's digital. What did you think of that digital business card?
I like it. I need to do that for sure because, you know, I've been blessed enough to do tons of business without any advertising. And so I go through a lot of business cards. And sometimes I run out of them and they don't have any. That's not good business, but the digital business card, I think, is the way to go.
Oh my gosh, you can put your website on there. It's like a mini website, but everybody loves it. Lisa just got yours today.
I just got mine today, and I have my link for the Beauty Queen photo. Like, He adds what I'm
and
so
yes,
excited.
And so he can say, you send
yes,
it over.
Thank
they
you,
just,
Harvey,
yes.
Steve, you guys. Nothing but love
amazing.
For you guys. Thank you
amazing.
So much.
Well, sounds good. We're going to get in touch with you and Jennifer very soon.
Yes.
Thank you for calling
right.
in.
Well, thank you much, ladies. Have a great weekend and take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too.
You know, I met somebody else besides when we were leaving. I'm like, oh, can we have those little flashing things on the table? And he was supposed to be here today to sing. He's an amazing singer. And he got stuck at work. So we're going to try to get him back on the show. And he's like, I just put my stuff on social media. I said, well, I'm on the radio and you sing.
Right.
So yes, so we'll get back and get him on the air. So I know we're waiting for George first to call in. Is George on the phone? Yes,
yay,
George. Welcome.
George.
Hi, Hollywood Connections.
Hello. Thank you for having me. Thank you for having our team. I appreciate this, Dawn.
Oh, we're excited. So in the meantime, I've been promoting. Lisa, did you see Heavenly Deposit yet?
Actually, I only got to see the trailer because I'm locked out, but I'm definitely doing that as soon as I get home tonight. I was trying to watch it when I got home.
I know Lisa's been really busy.
It's been crazy.
But I have a couple times, and I've been telling everybody about it, and it's an opportunity for them to hear your inspirational story. Before we start, let's play the trailer of Heavenly Deposit. I know that Vaughn is getting your actors on the phone right now, and we're so excited.
Yes.
And so let's go to this movie. It's on Amazon Prime. You can also buy it. We're going to get into that. It's an amazing film. If you're at home tonight, watch it. Amazon Prime, Heavenly Deposit. We'll be right back.
106.1 The Heat.
Have you ever felt like no matter how hard you tried, things just still go wrong?
Many times.
What do?
I let go and let God.
All I'm asking from you is to bump up our credit limit to where it was.
Oh, it's declined.
We're experiencing some financial hardships at the moment.
You have 6 days to make payment.
I can't believe this is happening.
You know, I never ask you to pray with me.
It's you and me. We got this.
God wants to help you, Peter.
Excuse me?
But you're not letting him in.
I did once. Last time we spoke, you took a man away from me I loved dearly. From that day, I swore to take matters into my own hands. But I don't know what to do.
That you don't believe, but I will pray for you.
I love you so much.
Copy more.
There's a miracle. You believe in miracles?
Listen, if you need me, you call me.
The angels in heaven are rejoicing. You gotta know that everything is gonna be okay.
Wow.
Well, if you don't have your tissues out after that movie, I'll tell you. But you know what? Before I start, George, I got to tell you, there was a part in the movie when I called you, got in touch with you. It was a blessing because something happened to me where there was an angel story, and I'll get into that later. But, you know, you said this really happened. This is true life. So let's start from the beginning. Tell us exactly what happened to you in the bank. This is your real life story.
Yes. Now, here's the thing. I'm probably going to kind of keep it a little bit like a little cryptic only because I don't want to give away exactly what's happened fully.
Correct.
You know, I don't want to give away the story. But so basically what happened was that, you know, to make a long story short, we were at a point where my wife and I were just experiencing all these troubles, all these hard times and, you know, deals dealt with financial, but other things as well. And we what we did was we tried to sell everything we could to just make sure we were able to make a you know, household payment, because, you know, to avoid foreclosure and all that stuff. And long story short, basically I ended up, we sold our jewelry, and when I came home, when I got home, I heard a voice, and it told me, the voice, it was, it said, go to the bank. And it was one of those things where you kind of don't move because you're like, what? Did I just hear that? So,
right.
So, you know, I heard the voice again, go to the bank, and I was just like, all right, I better just get moving. I went to the bank, and here's the thing. It's after hours, and there's only one person in there.
Wait, George, and, before you start, if any of our callers are on, please don't go on speaker, because we're live on six stations, and we're hearing echoes. So I always tell people, please get off speaker. If you're on speaker, that would be great. And thank you, because it makes it a lot easier for the interviews.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, George.
Awesome. Yeah, so I go there, and there's this one person, you know, in there. It's after hours, and basically he says to me, he starts, you know, saying to me, he goes, you know, what do you say to me? He goes, you know, when I first saw you, he goes, I thought you were the one, and I was like, excuse me? And he goes, and I was at home, minding my own business. God told me to come here and you know, tell the man everything's going to be okay. And that's what caught my attention. I was like, what? And then he goes into this story, and basically it's something where he says something to me that leads me to Christ. And that's where I accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. And he said to me that everything's going to work out. And mind you, this is like, you know, at a time in my life where I was looking for hope. And we were just like so down and out. And so to share this with you, whatever that moment was, it just changed my life. And I found myself kind of just talking to people on a one-on-one moment, sharing what happened to me at that bank. And, you know, the response was just like, you know, everybody was very touched. And eventually one time I told this gentleman who turned out to be a minister, I didn't know he was dressed in plain clothing. And he said to me, he goes, this is so powerful. You have to make this into a film. You got to share it with the world.
Now, you're just an actor, and not just an actor. Yes. You're an actor, you know, a prominent actor.
Yes.
And you want this movie about your life, but you have no idea how to do it. Correct?
100%.
Right.
100%. I mean, I've been an actor for over 20 years, and but I've never been down this part. And so it would basically happen. God put this on my heart to make a film and to share it with the world, and I couldn't say no. So I had to learn how to write, you know, as far as making a script goes. You know, we had to find the right team, you know, enter Rick Irvin, my producer / co-director on the film. You know, we had to find the amazing talent, you know, and so here we go. You know, you got Christina Denton, who's on the line with us, and a gentleman by the name of Frank Ashmore, who's a very prominent actor. He's on the line as well. So, I mean, it was a step-by-step process, but here's what's important. I didn't know how to do any of these things, and I just trusted that God would open up the right doors and lead me where he wanted me to go. So it was really obedience. It was really, you know, just being obedient and trusting in him.
So I want to back up real quick. So before you went to the bank and you got saved, where were you? Were you at home? Were you driving at that time?
Okay. So in the film, if you remember in the film, it happened in the car, right?
Right.
Okay. So that's where the voice is. And in reality, for the movie, we did it in the car. But in reality, it was at home. I heard the voice tell me to go to the bank. But for the movie sake, you know, we put it in the film in the car.
Wow.
And yeah. There's a few things that we took a creative liberty on. But meeting that person, that if you want to call him an angel, I don't know, it's up to you. You know, God works through people. God works through people all the time.
And you never saw this person again.
Never.
Wow.
Never.
Hello.
Yeah.
We have had a few of those lately. Like, whoops, hi.
Well, let's introduce one of the callers. And you were telling me that one of them was in the movie Airplane as well. Remember?
Absolutely. Mr. Frank Ashmore. Frank, are you on the line, sir?
Is Frank on the line?
I am. Hello.
Hi, Frank. Clearwater, Florida Beach. How are you?
Yes.
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're excited to have you on the show. You're such a talented actor. Okay. I want to know how the two of you met.
George and I met through a mutual friend who's actually in the film, Danny Del Toro, who plays the jeweler that melts down all of Christina and George's jewelry.
Mm.
Danny introduced me to George just in the beginning of George's writing the script, and I don't know if he really wanted me to do the part that I ended up doing in the beginning. I'm not really sure how all of that transpired. I just know that ultimately he asked me to play the part of Tony, which was an incredible honor for me. Something that I, as an actor, have been praying about for a long time. I've been in Hollywood for 40 years, and I've done a lot of stuff that I really am not terribly proud of. Some of it I'm very proud of.
Let me ask I've got to jump in real quick and ask you a question because this is really important. This is more faith-based, you know, shows that we're bringing more to Hollywood Connections, really Hollywood Connections. And that's right. A good part. Right. When you say that there were things that you accepted in your life and then you wish you maybe wouldn't have done, I've been seeing this a lot happen. There are some people that, you know, they call themselves Christians, but then they're doing films that are not of God.
Right.
And I said I would have walked off, but you know, any advice to that? Because you know, you can accept it or not, but if you're really going the route of being a Christian, you really want to watch the parts that you take. What is your thought on that?
Well, yes, that's exactly where I'm at this point in my career as an actor. Acting as a profession is a tough profession to begin with. It's very, very difficult. It's hard to find work. And when you find it, sometimes you're asked to do things that do compromise your faith. I made a promise to God a long time ago that I would definitely monitor language. And I've had many situations on sets where I've confronted the director and told him I didn't want to say what was written. And I showed him an example of what I would say instead. And 9 times out of 10, it works. So, having said that, I've been wanting to do faith-based films for a long time, and here comes George with this offer for Heavenly Deposit, and I'm so really blown away and happy with the result of the film. I think he did a fabulous job producing it, and an even more fabulous job directing it, and his performance is okay, but...
there you have it. From the horse's mouth. That was off guard.
He's a wonderful, generous actor, and I love his performance. He and Christina Denton do such wonderful work together in this film that's another reason why I'm so proud to be in it, aside from the fact I get to play this incredible man who just shows up out of nowhere and leads George to the Lord, or Peter, I should say, Peter.
Wow,
right.
That is so inspiring. Okay, can you give us one of your favorite airplane from the movie Airplane? Because I ended up interviewing Leslie Nielsen one time, and could you give us?
You did.
Yes, I did at the Palm Beach Film Festival a while back, and he was amazing. And
did he behave himself?
No.
I have a real, real quick little Leslie Nielsen story. So I'm like 27-ish, a rather newbie actor, not really realizing what I just got myself into. And I walk onto the set in my navigator uniform. And there sits Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Oh, wow. He had just won MVP in the NBA championship. It was like pretty much surreal. And then I look over to my right, and there sits Peter Graves. And so I sat down and, you know, tried to act like I knew what the heck I was doing when I really didn't. And then walks Leslie Nielsen. And says, gentlemen, how are you? And he sits down and he has this device palmed in his hand. It's a sound effect, magic trick, all rolled into one. And it makes an uncanny sound of flatulence.
Oh, no.
And he sits down and he lets this thing go. And he says, oh my God, gentlemen, I'm so sorry. Whatever you do, do not eat the breakfast burrito off that truck.
There.
And away we go. And that was my indoctrination into Leslie Nielsen's sense of humor.
Wow.
And kind of where, you know, that film went was just crazy.
Wow.
That kind of humor.
And what was your line in the movie? I don't want to, you know, I don't want to say it, but can you say it like how you did it?
We have Clarence. Check your vector, Victor. Roger.
There you have it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar played Roger Murdoch, the co-pilot.
Right.
I played Victor Basta, the navigator. And Peter Graves played Clarence, the pilot. We have a Clarence. Roger. Check your vector, Victor. You know, and the rest of the film is pretty much like that, you know, and don't call me.
Well, I was a flight attendant, so I get all this, you know, kooky sense of humor back in the days. But back in the days,
I don't think I could have acted, because, you know, in between takes, I can only imagine what was going on, like behind the scenes and the bloopers. You guys are probably rolling on the floor trying to do a scene, because they would just be themselves. Like you said, he had that, you know, little machine thing and, you know, let off flatulence. And there you have it. You know, nice to meet you. There it goes.
Everybody on the show he had going with this thing. None of us knew. We kind of thought that maybe something was up, but as far as we knew, Leslie had a gastro
problem.
We just kind of went with it.
See, I love stories, you know, from people that have had the experiences with other celebrities and so forth. That's amazing. Stay on the line. Now, we have another guest that's an actress. Are you on the air with us, 106.1 FM and six other stations?
Christina, yes, I am.
Hi, Christina. Where are you calling from?
Hi, guys. I'm actually, I'm in Austin right now at the Austin Film Festival.
Oh, wow. How fun.
I am. Yes. I have a short film here. Yeah.
Yay.
And what's your short film called?
It's called Bonded.
Okay.
It's a dark comedy. Very different than Heavenly Deposit.
I was going to say. Well, it was Heavenly.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, George.
That's another show. Right? That's the PG-13 and above show.
So, Chris, how did you meet George and this amazing movie on Amazon Prime right now?
Yeah, I auditioned. I was completely an outsider, and I submitted myself and auditioned the very traditional way to get a role. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And how did you audition? Was it through a casting director, or was it through a site?
I think I self-submitted, and I did a self-tape, right, which is pretty standard nowadays,
right.
At least for the first round. And then they called me in for a chemistry reading.
Oh.
To act with George in the room and Rick in the room. It was really fun. I mean, as I've said many times, the dialogue was very easy for me to connect with. I felt, you know, the words coming out of my mouth was like, this is so natural, this is how I talk, this is how people talk, and I loved that about the writing.
Wow.
Very natural.
What is your acting background? Where did you go to school? I know I have a lot of people that jump into films and they just have had no training.
Yeah.
Or mine's like a Santa list. Whatever.
I mean, it's funny, I think there's really no one way to do it, and I certainly didn't go to college for this. I wanted to, but I was kind of, you know, grew up with parents that were like, just get a degree in something else as a backup plan and then do whatever you want. So I listened to them as much as I wanted to quit every day and go to L.A. I did that. And then as soon as I arrived in L.A., I did a 2-year Meisner program
in
Santa Monica, which was amazing. Yeah.
Wow. So, what about the other actor? What is your background in training?
Are you talking to Frank?
Frank. Yes, Frank.
Ever since I was 7 years old, I knew I wanted to be an actor. I didn't know too much about how I was going to go about doing that. And I never wanted to be a child actor. I just knew that I wanted to do what I saw those people up on the big silver screen do.
Well, did you have any acting lessons yourself?
I did. I did go to Cal State Northridge and was a drama major. Dropped out in my sophomore year because I wanted to work as an actor.
I see the reason I'm asking, because a lot of people want to follow other people's footsteps and they want to know, where did you go?
Right.
Where did you get the training from? How did you do it?
Right.
And it's just networking. And, you know, when I interviewed Joe Jackson, Michael's dad, he's like, get out there, be known, and strike. And so, what great advice. But, you know, but
we're doing that.
Easier said than done, though.
Exactly.
Easier said than done.
Exactly. People don't realize.
I was very fortunate. I got myself into a production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, playing the role of Nick, with three other wonderful actors, and the show was a huge hit. 2 weeks after we opened, I had an agent and signed with them, and 3 weeks later, I was under contract at Paramount Studios.
Paramount Studios.
Pretty much spoiled.
All right, I want an autographed picture. Autograph pick, please.
That's how I met
Lisa
Robert,
B. and Don Reese.
Robert Evans of Paramount Pictures.
There we
He was on the Palm Beach Post together. It was like, he took my phone calls. I was like, cool. So did this movie change anybody else's faith? Anything else when you're going through this? You know, we're going to ask another call. I think we have another one on the phone too, Vaughn. Do we have another caller? And who joined us, the fourth caller?
It's me, Rick.
Hi,
Rick Irvin.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Rick.
You're live on six stations and yes. Clearwater Beach, Florida, and Tampa. So tell us, Rick, where are you calling from?
The freeway.
The freeway. No. I like that.
Yeah. No, I'm actually in Los Angeles right now.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Old stomping grounds. My office was on Hollywood and Vine in the old Taft building, but I heard it's not old anymore. But anyway, so tell us, Rick, what's your part in the movie?
I produced and co-directed with George. We met, we got together. He told me his story, and I was there from the beginning, from the first page that he typed up until today.
Wow! So how did you and George meet?
We met on another set. I was producing a web series, and George was one of the lead actors, and we immediately clicked. And it was funny because. We were going to work on another project, and I the Holy Spirit had been talking to me about a lot of the projects I was doing also, and I, like Frank, I prayed about what I was doing, and I wanted to, change my path and, conscious decision to change my path. And, George called me one day, and I told him I wanted to meet up for coffee and let him know, you never know what another actor's going to think. Oh, okay. He's crazy, but I told George, I said, hey, I just want to make faith-based content, because I went from acting to producing, and I wanted to focus on producing faith films. And George said, oh, that's interesting, because I've been sharing my story with people.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, it was just the way God brings people together. It's just something else. It was no accident. And I asked George to hear his story, and the rest is history. As soon as I heard it, I said, we have to do that film. That's amazing.
Wow. So are you looking to do other films? Like, if people have some really faith-based
faith-based information for you.
Yes. Are you interested? Do you have to have a screenplay or a script?
How many pages do you need? Trust me. I'm going to blow you away. You're literally going to fall out of your chair. Dawn Reese will tell you.
And me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Like, our connection is definitely godly.
I just have to write the book too, because
me too.
People would not believe.
Well, I have the title, and I've already had the vision, and it's already been called out, by people that did not know that I had a vision, but this is the title of the book.
That's hers.
God may not have Facebook, but he gave me the password, how I caught my cheating husband. So when I say to you, literally, I went to an all-night prayer meeting and the rest is history, okay? And it's all verifiable, Dawn will tell you, and in my church, God said you need her on the show, and here we are.
So, that's right.
It's crazy.
Well, we can start. You can send a one-page synopsis to heavenlydeposit@gmail.com. Just one page, and cram much as you can in that one page. And we'll go from there.
Well, I'll tell you, mine is more spiritual. I had a lot of spiritual things happening, and a lot of miracles stories. I mean, that. Just amazing. I think, George, I shared a couple with you, but truly amazing. But that's really good to know, because people are saying, Dawn, you need to write a book. Like, Mako has a publishing company.
She's waiting on both of our books.
I know.
Both of them.
And I have been starting, Lisa. So I started. I did. So I got my computer, and I'm dabbling there, getting it done, because everybody else is getting theirs done.
And I got some advice. Everybody said, look, you have to take the emotion out of this story, because nobody knows who you are. They don't care about your life. What do you want to get accomplished? Well, what I want to get accomplished is God is always listening. It's just we don't listen to what he's telling us, because it's not what we want. It's our will, not his will. And he can prove that to the point of, being given a card to the church that I'm a member of now in a Walmart parking lot that I never went to ever.
Right.
And
there's more to that story.
And more. You have no idea. Like, it'll you're literally going to fall over.
Wow, that's interesting. So, Rick, if you are ever in any of the actors ever in Florida here, please let us know. We'd love to have you as a guest, in house with us too, and get more in depth. But also, Rick, do you and George have any plans on other things that are coming up?
We've been talking about it. What do you think, George?
we've been discussing certain topics, and it could be a Heavenly Deposit too, and another person's coming to the Lord type of moment, something like that.
I like that.
Some ideas. Yeah, we do have some ideas we're kind of kicking around right now.
Wow. Sure. I need everyone. I'm going to start with George and then Frank and then Kristen and then also Rick. Yes. Hey, I got that all down. Yes. And so if you can also give your social media where people can watch you and you know, see where you're at.
And tag us in anything that you do. You know, we'll definitely put it on our social media and it'll get around.
Oh, it's fantastic. That, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Well, what would you like? What would you
so
like
let's
to
go with,
George,
your social yeah. media where people can see you. And
get reach contact. Out to you or whatever. Yeah,
sure. The best, honestly, right now we've got Heavenly Deposit. Our website right now is heavenlydeposit@gmail. Heavenlydeposit@gmail.com is the one way to reach us. Heavenlydeposit.com is our website. Personally, you can reach me at georgevincent@gmail.com. G.Vincent13, that's it, G.Vincent13@gmail.com, that's personal. But definitely, you know, as far as the film goes, you've got the website, you've got, we are on Instagram and Facebook at Heavenly Deposit.
Perfect.
Those are two main areas.
Okay, and Rick, yes. What's your social media?
Mine is Affect Entertainment, that's AFFECT Entertainment, at gmail.com, that's my email, and all. You can find me at Affect Entertainment.
Super cool. Kristen, what's your social media?
It's actually Christina.
Christina, sorry. Okay.
But just no, it's okay. Just for people to find it. Yeah, they can follow me on Instagram, Christina with a K, KRISTINA, the number 7, and then my last name, Denton, D as in David, ENTON. And I pretty much keep all my stuff on there. Yeah.
Perfect. And I'll get some headshots and resumes, and we'll still social media you afterwards so people can see on social media who you are as well. And then also we have Frank. What's your social media?
Basically Facebook, Frank Ashmore.
And spell that?
A-S-H-M-O-R-E.
There you go. There so you super go. Easy. So that's amazing, guys. I know this show goes so fast, and we only have, you know, an hour, and you have 45 minutes, and we just want to thank you all for calling in. I think, was there another caller, or are our phone lines full? Okay, they're full right now. So we're going to have to let Frank
yes,
go.
Yes, we're going to have to let a few of you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, see if the other one other actor can call in. I know we have one more calling in.
Right.
And Kristen, we want to thank you for calling in as well. And Rick and George.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. God bless you. All right.
Yes, and then thank you.
We'll have George and Rick still stay on the line until the other caller calls in for a minute.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Perfect. Okay, sounds good.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Thanks, thank
Frank.
You.
Thanks, Christina.
Yes, thank you.
So thank you for rallying everybody up and making sure that they come on and promote what they're doing as in the acting world. I think that's fabulous. And that's what God is calling me to more do, to bring more faith-based films to the station as well with Lisa.
Yes.
And so, we're excited because I heard that you also went into the Christian Film Festival. You're actually going in this year. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Which in Florida?
Yes.
We did submit, so let's see what they do.
Oh, in the name of Jesus, you got it. I promise you, you're going to have a whole bunch of,
Marty Jean, if you're watching, Heavenly Deposit.
I'm telling you.
The owner up there, yes. It's a fabulous film festival, and I highly recommend people to get in and volunteer. And that's the one thing people don't realize, to get in and volunteer and network and help out to meet people.
I mean, Lou Gossett Jr. was 3 feet from me. I mean, 82 years old, amazing man.
And Kevin Sorbo and all that. If we don't have the other caller within a minute, not yet. But George, do you want to tell us about the other caller that was going to call in?
Oh, no, I have basically it was really four people calling in, including myself.
Okay.
Yeah. But this over here, we just got back from Atlanta. So our film won second place for the Kingdom... In Kingdomwood International Film Festival.
Oh, wow.
We got that. And then we won Most Inspirational Feature Film at the Hollywood Divine International Film Festival in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
So, wow.
Yeah, we're grateful for the fact that the word is getting out on the film. We really are.
And that's what it takes. It takes other people like ourselves to put it on the airwaves, you know. Right. I mean, we're six stations, then it keeps going. The show, you can share it, and people can keep watching it and over and over. Hey, Vaughn, we need a hand clap on that one. That's like really
Vaughn,
cool.
We need a hand clap on that one, Vaughn. Hi, Vaughn. We need
our producer.
Hand clap. Our producer who's not paying. We need a hand clap.
A hand clap.
Yes. Come on, hand
they
clap,
They got
Vaughn.
Nominated for more awards. Yes, we're doing hand signals. Dills yes, back there.
Like, you know, I'm hitting the mic.
Hold
like,
on, guys. Yeah. As long as you can find that there, that's for you.
Yes, it's for you.
So,
guys.
And we want to thank you so much for calling in. I know we have about 15 minutes to tell about events that are happening here in our area and some other big events coming up. But we want to thank you for calling in. And again, for our listeners out there, you can watch this show again on YouTube, on Tan Talk Radio. We'll be live on Facebook. We'll do one more watch parties. You can see us. Please share this video as well. Yes.
Share.
Yes, and may God just keep going. Godspeed ahead. Any last words, George, that you have to say?
No, please. Basically, just you know, find the film. We hope we pray it touches your heart. You know, you could find us. Our biggest social media is Instagram, and so many people are leaving comments so they can actually see what people are saying about our film there. That's it. We just leave it like that. We're grateful for everything. Thank you, folks, for this opportunity.
I was watching it at 1 a.m. I couldn't sleep, and all of a sudden I turned it on, and it was like, this is a true story. I'm like, whoa. And at the end, I had to take a breather and just breathe for a minute, and then I was done. I was like, and then I was into prayer.
Yes.
It really touched me a lot. So
we do. There is one last quick thing. I almost forgot, Rick. I don't know if you're still there. But we had two people called in, a family called in, a couple, and they said that they loved the movie so much, they shared it with someone who's on the fence about God. And what happened was that person, it inspired him so much that he accepted Christ that evening.
Amen.
After watching the film, and then about a week or so later, he and his 7-year-old daughter got baptized. This is a terrific witnessing film where you just have to pop it in, just watch it. You know, if someone's having a hard time or whatever, this is a great film just to say, hey, listen, you're not alone, and here's a better way.
Right.
Right, and the true story of what happened to you as well. And then, Rick, any last words that you'd like to say?
Yes, you know, to follow up with what George was saying, you know, ultimately George and I came together, and we wanted to make this his testimony a witnessing tool for people on the fence, and we feel like we did a pretty good job. You know, it's... sometimes it's hard to witness to people, but this film is made specifically for people who might, you know, need some help finding their way, you know, and
exactly.
to let them know that there's help there, and it's the ultimate help, God, you know. And so we're very proud with what we've done, and you know, when we found out that you know, their family got baptized and saved, it you know, that's what it's all about, you know. This was a 4-year journey, but just hearing that, it was worth it. I do it over and over again just to hear that one time. So it's been a blessing to us.
Well, you know what, Rick, you said something in the beginning part. You said the Holy Spirit touched your heart. And, you know, if people don't know the Holy Spirit, if anybody wants to do a quick ending prayer for anyone, you're more than welcome. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I am.
And she'll do that every now and again. Trust me.
If you want to let anyone know that they're watching or they're going through something, and the holidays are coming up, and that's a whole other crucial issue to people that have lost loved ones or they're going through something or hard times. Right. And again, your movie is very inspirational because, George, you were there and you were losing a lot of things in your life, your home and things, and you just didn't know how. And then I remember seeing you get a ticket for having a garage sale. And going through, it's like every time you tried to jump those hoops, something happened to push you back, but you kept going strong. And as soon as you gave your life over, well, you have to watch the movie. I can't tell anymore.
Yeah, no. Don't tell me.
I've got this movie by heart. It's amazing. So if you're more than welcome to end with a prayer if anybody would like to.
Ricky, would you like to, brother?
Sure. You know, Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us together today to talk about Heavenly Deposit. And Lord, please, if there's someone out there that needs you in their life, please, Lord, let them pick up Heavenly Deposit and let it be a witnessing tool, a ministering tool to them, Lord Jesus. You know, thank you, Lord, and thank you for these sisters having us on their telecast today. And that's it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank you.
Thank you guys so
thank
much.
You.
Wow,
God
very, very
is good
powerful
all the
movie.
Time. Amen.
We can't wait to meet you in person.
Yes,
I hope to see you soon.
Yes.
And I am Dawn Reese. Yeah.
And I'm Lisa V.
Hollywood Connections, really Hollywood Connections. I'm glad you tuned in. Thank you, George and Rick from Los Angeles calling in.
Yes.
And just God will, you know, make you the head, not the tail. And just all awards just coming your way. And you keep giving them all the glory and honor. We want to thank you for calling in.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
God bless.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Dawn.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Wow. I feel the Holy Spirit over it. Like, and like the funny story that people really don't understand, I'm new to the whole Holy Spirit, and they touch you at the top of your head. And I don't care if you're offered $1 billion. I could not stand. Like, when the Holy Spirit hits you, it really
well. There were jobs that I walked
you.
Seriously, I was at a job. Here's an example.
There you go.
I want to give you some ideas for talent that are out there. I mean, this is where I came from. But I remember my agent sending me to a job, and I had to let the cab run to make sure those were the go-sees. And then I got the job, and I was supposed to be in this posturepedic CD mattress granny gown.
Oh wow!
And I walk in, and it wasn't a granny gown.
It was a lingerie gown.
No, it was a hair bow. I mean, it was so tiny. And I looked at them, and I walked in the back room. He goes, see here, put this on. I looked at him. I'm like, excuse me. And I called my agent, and I ran out of that building. And there are things that I just don't believe in for me, right. what I want to do. But I'll tell you, then God blessed me with AJ exercise equipment. I was all over the box covers in Target and Kmart. So
oh my gosh.
I let one go.
Okay,
and
I need somebody to
that.
Find one on Amazon. Okay, we got a free Lisa V will make you dinner. And deliver it if you're local. I won't go any more than an hour one way, but seriously, we got to find the box with the
AJ exercise. I have to get in touch with them.
What is it, the bobble dolls? What are they doing? I'm going to get that with it. Yes, we got this.
Well, we only have like 6 minutes left. So, Lisa, what's coming up November 2nd and 3rd? We're so excited.
Soap this. I can't wait.
Yes,
I'm so excited.
Actors from The Young and Restless.
Yes,
and
General Hospital.
The best doctor. Way to do this is go to soapthis.ticketleap.com. There's still tickets available.
Yes.
We're also doing a write-up. If you send me an email, Lisa, I only have one letter that came in.
Okay, and look, you need to do letters. I mean, if you have to messenger us, that's fine. But seriously, you can meet a soap star. It's really a big deal. I know that people out there really still watch the soaps, and they love them, and it's... Why not? Meet a celebrity.
It's $100 to $300, but it's an amazing event that is here in Clearwater. And we have a commercial. We're going to run that in just a second while Vaughn is doing that. And then December 7th, we have Kathleen Gotti from General Hospital.
Yes.
So, yes. So
and Vincent is our
yes.
Yes. Okay, Vincent because I got to figure out how to say his name. But yes, he's amazing. I can't wait.
Yes, and you're going to go beautiful. To Soap This on Facebook and just add. You'll see all the celebrities, and we'll be right back with that commercial.
This is Patty from Soap This. We are having an amazing event November 2nd and 3rd here in Clearwater, Florida, with some of your favorite actors from Young and the Restless. For tickets and pricing, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com. For more info, call 727-210-5143. Again, for tickets, visit soapthis.ticketleap.com.
And we have another commercial that I just cut before the show. But in the meantime, Lisa is going to kick it off.
Yes, we have an amazing event coming up with Mako. And it's going to be free admission, free food, meet and greet, NBA, NFL, boxing celebrities, youth and adult talent shows, celebrity judges, international celebrity casting director Ellen Jacoby, celebrity publicist Angela Moore, radio host, celebrity... celebrity connection, Dawn Reese, and more celebrity
and
judges.
Lisa B.
And prizes. And it's going to be a talent search for not only singers and musicians, but poets. Free health fair blood pressure and blood glucose screenings sponsored by Advent Health. And also you have celebrity Grammy nominated artist Glenn Jones is going to be there. Gospel renowned a cappella group Straight Company, and many, many events November 23rd and 24th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nassau Church of Christ, address 1312 West Nassau Street, Tampa, Florida, 33607, and contact is 954-687-4705.
Wow. And I'll tell you, Mako
all
just...
All in a minute. Look at that.
I know. Actually, that wasn't it.
I'm good.
I know. I told Mako, I said, Mako, you have to cut it down. We need 30 seconds during the week.
No, I did a minute.
That was good. Oh, wow. It's a minute, yes. Now, Christy Boyles just told me there are tornado warnings in Pasco and Polk County until 11 p.m. tonight.
Well, warning, there you have it.
Weather warning. Okay.
Weather warnings, Polk and Pasco. That's, thank you, Chrissy.
Yes. Also, too, is coming up, if you'd like to be a reporter, I have Beauty Queen titles, and I have reporters all over where Stephen B. was supposed to be. I know he's out and about, but we have a new sports reporter. We have events coming up for him, and you could just get in touch with me, 727-871-7788. Now, you know that the Soap This also has a cruise coming up with all the soap opera stars.
Yes.
And you can see that on Soap This. Yes. Now, for people that do not want to go to the soap cruise and they just want to cruise with Hollywood Connections.
That would be with Dawn Reese and me.
Oh, I'm so excited, Lisa, yes. Because guess yes. what? Today I was talking to Carnival and I with Expedia Cruise Ship yes. Centers, and we got a deal for you on also. So the 17th through the 20th of April.
2020.
And yes. I've got some great interior ocean view and balcony. Oh my gosh. The prices are amazing.
Yeah, the prices are amazing.
Yes. And guess what, Lisa? The first payment is only $25. And then by the, let's see, the 18th, 19th of December, it's $100. And then February 17th, paid in full.
Right. You so can't beat that.
You want to come and cruise with Hollywood Connections or any of our family, that anybody that's out there, we want to kick this off.
Yes.
Please text me 727-871-7788 and I'll put you in my Seven Seas Club and we'll yes. send that out and put you in that group.
And also, I'm going to try to get a sponsor to donate like a free giveaway for a free cruise. I mean, there's no reason that we don't have enough people out there that we know that have their own businesses that would love to donate $100 towards a free, you know, a free
exactly
a free trip for somebody that, why do you want to be on the Hollywood Connections cruise? What do you want to do? What do you want to see?
Who exactly.
do you want to see? And then there you have it. You can win it.
That's right. And tomorrow I have a meeting. I'm going to go to a place, and I've got some Royal Caribbean and Carnival reps that want to come in.
I need
to get you involved in that,
yes.
too.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Then we also have a big business women's event coming up. And if you would like a free ticket, yes. I've already given you my number. It will be at the door, but we'll have to send you that ticket.
Right.
So, okay.
And I also made a connection through Messenger. When I say, like, God literally brings people into your life, this gentleman is I don't want to say too much, but this gentleman is out of Miami, and the funny thing is he reached out. He's got TV stations and radio stations, and says, you know, I think that you're a good fit for what I want to do, and here's my plan. And what's funny is he's mentioned to me that, you know, he had to give it to God, and then as he was doing the contract that he's sending to me, he said the last person that I did a contract with that I've been working with, their last name was Vasquez too. He goes, so I think wow. God's pretty much saying you're going to be working, you know, in and out of Miami. And like, I'm just so excited because what he wants to do, when I say talent searches, big time Miami, it's going to be great. And we're going to be part of it. Hollywood Connections. I can't wait.
Well, we also have some news too. Bobby Hill Casting, we have only 2 minutes, yes. is doing a Woman in Film coming up. And if you text me again, you've got my number on this, replay it, 727-871-7788. And then I will get you the information for Women in Film. Join the chapter. It's only $40. It's in about 3 weeks. So that's one. And then Tampa Bay Film Society is another networking place yes. to go to with Ellen over there,
yes.
which is truly fabulous. Fabulous. So anyways, Lisa, what are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, I'm actually going to be going to Lakeland to see an amazing singer that the local actress, Cindy, I got her in connection with the Tampa Bay Film Festival.
Okay.
And she's got this gentleman that will be over in Lakeland. I will be posting that. I've already shared it. I'll be over there tomorrow. And then, you know, whatever we got going on Sunday, I'll be all over.
Well, there's something really exciting. I used to work for Carlson, Meisner, and Hart doing promotions in Hazlett. And guess what? Tomorrow, it's going to be at 250 North Belcher Road in Clearwater. And it's so much fun. And the time is from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. They have pumpkin giveaways. They have the most amazing, like, haystacks and free pumpkins and free food.
Wow.
So, well, I know we're going. We had not even have 20 seconds. So we'll see you there tomorrow.
Yes.
And otherwise, remember, give God all the glory in your life. Watch things happen and write a letter to God and open it up in a year and see what happens and all the things he's done and more.
He'll prove he's always listening.
That's right. God bless. Have a great
yes.
weekend, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Right. Lisa V.
Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Hollywood Connections. 106.1
right.
FM.
The heat.
The heat.
The morning prayer. Ooh. I'm picking up the pin, got a melody. Ooh. Tell him how much I care. There it is. Continuous praise upon my lips. Mere words cannot explain. Now y'all can hear it. Magnificent. Omnipotent.